Okay, everybody, here we go. It is me, Gregory Manorino, pre-market report on this Halloween day, Tuesday, October 31st, 2023. People, let's talk for a moment, okay? You and I, all of us, we hear about debts and deficits all the time, and they are skyrocketing today faster than we've ever seen in history. No surprise to you or anyone that follows this blog, we have been talking about this phenomenon for many years, how we would see debts and deficits skyrocket. But this kind of information, I would say for the most part, you know, flies in one ear and out the other. But people don't consider, how are these debts and deficits made up? Who makes up the difference? You see where I'm going with this? Well, what did we just find out? The U.S. Treasury, think about what I'm going to say. The U.S. Treasury needs to borrow $776 billion from the Federal Reserve. This is nearly $1 trillion. Where does the cash always come from? Where do these deficits get made up from? Where does the cash come to fund wars around the world and everything else? From the Federal Reserve, whose goal has always been to be the lender and buyer of last resort. The U.S. Treasury, obviously, has declared bankruptcy. Again, they don't have the cash. We don't have the cash. It's unbelievable to think about the current situation. And just in case you need another reminder, debts and deficits from here are going to explode even higher, faster from where we are. So the Treasury will be borrowing even more. You cannot possibly make this stuff up. Nearly $1 trillion, $750 billion needs to be borrowed from a bankrupt Treasury. It's insane. But what else would you expect in this kind of an environment here? Let's put another perspective on this real quick. What would happen? Let's consider this. If the Treasury was unable to borrow this cash from the Federal Reserve, where would we be here in the United States? How about we would be in a Mad Max scenario? You talk about a Great Depression? This would be the greatest depression of all time right now. But again, the Fed has put themselves in the right spot. Over 100 years in the making to become the lender and buyer of last resort, and they have succeeded in their mission. They are world control. They are the government. You all know this, sir. So anyway, with that, a very interesting phenomenon has occurred overnight. You know what I'm talking about? You might know what I'm talking about. The U.S. 10-year yield has dropped significantly overnight. It's a miracle, as always. Look, we know who's doing this again. I wonder who it could be. It's the Federal Reserve. They're buying more debt. I explained, and we covered here just yesterday, we're going to hear from the Fed tomorrow, all right, on their monetary policy kit. Again, they control the they control the economy. They control the financial markets, the financial system. So we get to hear them dictate policy tomorrow. And, you know, it's going to be, there's no way they are going to raise rates here. They already have the consumer by the throat and by the you-know-whats down here. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And this, the pressure on the consumer is going to get even worse. As a matter of fact, piece of news here from today. U.S. small businesses are shuttering today at a faster pace than during the scamdemic. Imagine my surprise. Imagine your surprise. No, this is something we've discussed is going to happen. They're fulfilling the corporate agenda here. It's over for the mom and pop shops. It is over. And they're being squeezed again. What's the Fed really doing? Are they actually fighting inflation? No, they're not fighting inflation. They never even started to fight inflation. They're still inflating, obviously, and another nearly $1 trillion are going to be borrowed from the Federal Reserve by the bankrupt U.S. Treasury. And of course, this is inflationary. You're not supposed to know that. But what the Fed has done, along with other central banks collectively, very, very successfully, is cut off the availability of credit. This is meant to destroy small businesses and crush the consumer. That's what it was meant to do from the get-go, from the word go. And I told you this from the very, very beginning. But remember, inflation here is transitory and it's temporary. And it's going to magically go away. Oh, yeah, we've heard this from a lot of people, including the thing, puke, Yellen stain. Anyway, so miracle. Okay, 10-year yield has dropped. The U.S. dollar is weaker on a relative strength basis. Stock futures are higher this morning, not by much, after yesterday's pretty monumental rally here in the stock market. But again, look, I'm going to tell you right now how this is going to play out. And there's just no doubt that this is what's going to happen, in my view, at least for now. I've been telling you they're not done for the longest time. They're not done creating dependency on the system, slaves to the system. They're not done with regard to the market. If the Fed can pull off, which I think they're going to be able to, that is keeping rates suppressed or keeping the 10-year yield lower than 5%, if they can manage to weaken the dollar on a relative strength basis, all currencies are dying. All currencies are being destroyed by their respective central bank. Of course, that means more inflation for you and I. It's never getting any better. The funding for wars, the funding for the Treasury, which means the United States, the Fed has fulfilled their endgame here to be the lender and buyer of last resort. More inflation for everyone. I mean, this is amazing. You have to almost tip your hat to central banks around the world. They have sincerely done exactly what they said they were going to do. The goal of central banks and why they even were created was to one day rule the world, control the monetary system, the financial system, the financial markets. You control the world. They have done this very slowly and very methodically from the get-go. They've never wavered from their pathway. They've created boom and bust cycles, every single market crash. They design it. And they allow the mega institutions and the 1 and 2%ers to capitalize on the situation. It's always the same, okay? But they want you to believe that all this is just by chance. It's just happening by some natural force of nature. No, this has all been driven deliberately. And I'm going to tell you again, in case you don't believe me, if you think things are hard for you right now, you have no idea of where they're going. I'm telling you, things are going to get monumentally worse from here and faster. Again, more war, more death, more pain, more suffering, more inflation, more power concentrated in fewer and fewer hands. That's how it's going. The whole system is being consolidated, and we're seeing it right before our eyeballs. Going back to the market real quick, as I said, a miracle with a 10-year yield lower, relative strength of the dollar lower, stock futures slightly higher, gold and silver relatively flat, pre-market trading didn't start for about an hour and 15 minutes, cryptocurrencies are catching a bid, crude oil is catching a bid. You know, just real quick, let me go back to what I said yesterday, because a lot of you are freaking out about crude oil. When I was talking about crude oil, first of all, I'm talking about West Texas Intermediate, WTI. I said by the end of the year, you know, this, in my view, there is no way it could be lower than $85 a barrel or 90. Could be much, much higher here. And eventually, people, you know my take on this, and I hate to have to repeat myself over and over again, but commodities are the place to be as this entire thing melts down, as inflation continues to rage out of control, as the bankruptcy of the Treasury, who can't keep up with exploding debts and deficits, is going to, you know, have to borrow even more from the Fed, and the Fed's more than happy to lend, okay? Eventually, meltdown of the debt market. All this is doing is exacerbating the underlying problem. We have a liquidity problem. I've been telling you this, I don't know how long, a year, I don't know, very long. Way longer than that. Liquidity is drying up. It's drying up very fast, and this is all a mechanism here, again, to an end, a means to an end. A liquidity crisis, a locking up of the system is going to occur. And it's going to be made much worse by what we're seeing now, expanding wars and every reason imaginable to pull cash into the now. Part of this is the bankruptcy of the U.S. Treasury here, now borrowing $776 freaking billion from the Federal Reserve. It's all part of the same mechanism here. Don't you see this? I know you do. If you follow this blog, it's just crystal freaking clear. And what this means for you and me is, things are about to get a lot worse here. Absolutely no doubt about it. I was just writing a few things down here this morning. You know, I want you to think about this again real quick. If, let's say, for example, the Federal Reserve was unwilling to lend, for which they couldn't be more happy. Let me explain this to you. When the Federal Reserve becomes aware that they are either being called upon to issue more debt by, let's say in this case, the Treasury, because again, this must be created out of nothing. It's just added digits added to a screen. It's transferred from the Federal Reserve to the U.S. Treasury. They can now, make up the deficit in the deficit. Okay, I mean, when you hear about deficits, okay, across, where you have to consider, okay, we're running a deficit. It's in the X amount, you know, just in case you don't know, the U.S. deficit so far this year, what did they say, $1.7 trillion here? It's just not going to stop, and you know that already. But think about it, then when you hear these, instead of letting these numbers just fly out of your head, consider who makes up the difference. Consider who makes it up. Okay, and then you can see where the real power resides. You understand? I think you do. I think you do. Anyway, people, that's where we stand today, and I want to hear from you. So what do you think about all this stuff here? Is it surprising to you? Probably not. You have been made well aware of the current situation, where we're going, how this is playing out, the end game here, the goal of central banks. I've told you this inside and out, backwards and sideways. All of you are experts on the system, I would believe, if you've been with me for any length of time, you know the system better than anybody on this planet Earth, I'm telling you right now. You just understand how twisted it is here. What do you think about this small businesses here shuttering at their fastest pace since the scamdemic? You think that's a shock or a surprise? I don't think you're surprised or shocked at all. It's just not going to stop here. The corporate agenda is being fulfilled. And you and I are caught in the middle of it, and there is no way out, just so you know, okay? All right, with that said, people, look, I hope you got something out of this video. I really, really do. Please, if you did get something out of this video, those thumbs up they're required, all right? Honestly, gets this stuff out there. You click that thumbs up, it lets YouTube or wherever these videos are being shown, the algorithms pick it up, they show the video, all right? So I'm counting on you for that. I'm counting on hearing from you. I want to hear your comments on this stuff. And of course, we will reconvene later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Please have questions for me. We'll cover them. I love to interact with all of you. It's so important. These pre-recorded videos, they're all fun and they're well and good and they are informative. But I love to interact with all of you. It really makes my day. Truly, truly. All right. Love you a lot. I will see you later.